Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sandy Bob Show for October 1st, 2019. Before I begin today's show, I want to remind all listeners to sing New You for 15 minutes in the morning and again before bed at night. Then you can call on the real guides to show you what is real, and they will answer any question you may have. I want to emphasize that knowledge, faith, belief, hope, and obedience will get you nothing but endless lifetimes of reincarnation, which do nothing for you. The real guides are your one and only link to the truth. Unless you have awareness of the all is and the real side of life beyond creation, you will always remain in creation.
Something's not working. I can't hear anything.
Yeah? Something's working.
I can hear that.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Mike.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Bob started the show, and then all of a sudden it stopped. Couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a beep in my ear right now. I don't know what's going on there. Huh.
Yeah, they must have their mic messed up or something.
Something going on, because it's definitely open, and you can hear it. I can hear it. But I can't hear Claudie. She couldn't get on.
Huh.
Bob and Sandy are not on, so.
Right.
I guess we'll hang on for a little bit and see what's cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm texting with Claudie. She says they're trying to activate.
Yeah. This modern technology, I guess it's the everybody's computers or cell phones or something, and how they act up.
Yeah, and there's always that other element, you know, that doesn't want us to communicate like this.
Yeah, it sounds like they're pretty developed to be able to do what they want too. So it's been a surprise they haven't messed with things more.
No. So how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I got a pinched nerve in my left leg that's new, and so I've been going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist to see if it's
in your back?
From the back of my left leg down to my foot. When I'm hiking, it's getting pretty irritating to walk. I have to sit down for the first time in my life then it gets better real quick.
Let me ask you a question. When you, which side, which left leg?
Yep.
If you lay down on the floor, you got a baseball or a golf ball or something that's of some size?
Yeah.
Do you? Well, put that ball inside the hip socket and roll around in there until you find a real tender spot.
Yeah, I got a tender spot on my right hip, but
okay. I'm trying to give you a little piece of insight here. There's something going on in your hip that's most likely the problem. There's a big muscle in there. It's called the piriformis muscle. And most guys that either carry a wallet around in their butt pocket for most of their life and don't have a very good diet, they wind up packing that muscle with a bunch of toxins. And the more swollen it gets, the more pressure it puts on the lower spine, and it'll actually cause the spine to offset just enough to tweak a nerve. And that nerve goes all the way down to your foot. And so you can find out if that's one of the issues real quick just by doing what I told you. Just lay on the floor, lay on a ball, and find out. And if that's the case, by pressing on that muscle and working it until you get the soreness out of it, you'll find you got rid of your nerve problem in that foot and that leg.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that's the only spot, but that's where you should start, because that's usually the culprit for lower extremity problems. And a chiropractor can't fix it. It can only be fixed by deep tissue massage therapy or deep pressure with somebody's elbow. And then, of course, your diet's got a lot to do with that. But that's another story.
Yeah. The chiropractor, he does have a masseuse work on me before he does his work. It's interesting.
Did
I fell off
a in your butt?
No,
I
fell off of a cliff. I was working with a come along up on a bank, and it's been like way over 10 years ago, and I landed on solid rock. So it's bothered me with an ache for a lot of years.
Yeah, you got a damaged muscle in there that when it healed with a bunch of crud in it. Uh-oh, looks like we got other people on the line now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Bob.
Okay, I guess. All right, guys. Yeah,
you
know,
he hears you.
The reptilians blocked us from getting through here for about 10 minutes. So,
sure enough.
Val, you on? Okay.
Okay, he hung up.
Okay. Lottie, have you come on? Lottie?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you, Claudia. Okay, I'm going to restart the show. Okay, everybody ready for the show to restart?
Yes.
All right, welcome everyone to the Sandy Bob Show for October 1st, 2019. And the title of my show today is The Christ Deception, A Little History. Before I begin today's show, I want to remind all listeners to sing New You for 15 minutes in the morning and again before bed at night. You can then call on the real guides to show you what is real, and they will answer any question you may have. I want to emphasize that knowledge, faith, belief, hope, and obedience will get you nothing but endless lifetimes of reincarnation, which do nothing for you. The real guides are your one and only link to the truth. Unless you have awareness of the all is and the real side of life beyond creation, you will always remain in creation. I am coming to you today because the time is really short, and I do not have the time and space to prove to you what I am avowing for you to understand. If you are offended by what I have to say, I don't care. It is your decision to make, not mine. So why should I worry about what you think? I am going out on a limb here to help save your life from endless reincarnations, which will be followed by a galactic reset in which you will have to start life all over again as an atom of existence. Opportunities like this do not come about every day. This is the first time in millennia that the real guides have stepped up to help you and show you the way out of creation and back to the all-is creator behind all life. There's a lot of noise in the background here, guys. You must understand, first and foremost, that the creator all-is operates only on the principle of free will. You have total free will to decide what you want to do with your life. You can choose to stay in creation and endless cycles of reincarnation along with your false religions, and you can reject the help of the real guides, or you can pay attention to what I have to say. We are very fortunate that a few people have stepped up and are using their free will to show you that there is a way out. Dwayne the Great Writer, Paul Twitchell, and some of the real guides like Rebazar are here to show you what is real, but they are not saviors. Only you can save yourself. You do that by learning how to recognize and step out of creation by yourself and into the real universes of life where the all is. To put things into perspective, you must know that you were born into a life that has been rigged to keep you in endless cycles of reincarnation. You would have no way of knowing this, but what you see in life could be compared to walking into a movie theater just in time to see the last 2 minutes of a four-hour-long epic film. You may think you know all there is to know about the movie, but I am here to tell you that you do not. As I said before, I do not have time and space to write the whole history of life on Earth, so you are going to need to do some research on your own. The first bit of research you are going to need is the writings of Zechariah Sitchin, who wrote about the ancient Sumerian culture of the Anunnaki. These writings show how the Anunnaki used advanced DNA technologies to create man to be their slaves working for them in gold mines. You can also go on YouTube and see videos by Eric Poltorak, P-O-L-T-O-R-A-K, as he explains original clay tablet writings of the Anunnaki. Much more information came out in recent times about the Anunnaki as Dwayne the Great Writer did a YouTube video on the Orion Queen, and you can find it by looking up the Orion Queen Wake Up, where he talks about Enki, the son of Anu, who created man in the Garden of Eden. It is here that we learn that the Anunnaki are a race of reptilians from the star system Orion that had recently been forced to end a 10,000-year war they were waging with the peaceful Syrians. The next research you need is the writings of David Icke. You can read his book, The Biggest Secret, or Children of the Matrix. David goes on to show that the world today is controlled by a group of reptilians who control all established religions, militaries, and governments. The common man today is a slave of this reptilian hierarchy and doesn't even know it. As David Icke points out, not only did the reptilians breed modern man, they also created a line of blue bloods who are a genetic mix of human and reptilian beings that are capable of shape-shifting from reptilian form to human form and are put into leadership positions of all religions and governments. Just to name a few, we have the Queen of England and the royal families of Europe, George H.W. Bush and Donald Trump in the United States, Billy Graham and Oral Roberts, and the white and black Pope as religious leaders, banking moguls like the Rothschilds, and the famous John D. Rockefeller. The list goes on and on. If you were fortunate enough to have been taught world history in high school during the 1960s, or can find a textbook from that time, you will see that it was taught that the Blue Bloods ruled by divine right, quote unquote, divine right. And that is because the Anunnaki gods put them in power, and it is so today. Now, those not familiar with false flag operations used by many governments to enslave people and start wars, it's an operation used to accomplish government agendas. It works on the principle of problem, reaction, solution. They create a problem, wait for people to react, and then come up with a solution that meets with their agenda. It is a technique that has been used to start world wars and to get laws passed that restrict freedom. It was used to get America in the war against Iraq and to pass the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Act. It is a primary tool of the reptilians. With all that said, now we come to the main point of this presentation. The creation of the Christ is the very first false flag operation created by the reptilians to be used against mankind. As we have covered in some of our other talk shows, the animals and everything making noise in the background, guys. Could you mute your phones, please? Or Eric, can you? All right, thank you. Now it's gone. Okay, as we have covered in some of our other talk shows, the Anunnaki created man by altering the DNA of the indigent primates on Earth and gave man a largely reptilian brain so that this new life form would be intelligent enough to run the advanced technology mining equipment used by the reptilians. Man was created for the purpose of human farming, just like cattle and sheep, to be food for the reptilians as well as to be slaves for every endeavor the reptilians had in mind for them. The Anunnaki expected this breed of humans to be nothing other than smart monkeys who could be trained in the fashion of monkey see, monkey do. The last thing the Anunnaki could imagine was that their smart monkeys would turn out to be something entirely different. And that's where we come in, literally. We are great beings of light from the All Is, who decided to leave the real universes of the All Is and descend into creation to get experiences. Reference our show about the real life simulator, where we go into a lot of detail about the creation and how it is being used as a real life simulator. After incarnation into the human form, just like in the movie Avatar, we retained much of our awareness of who we are as conscious and self-aware beings. But at the same time, the novelty and realization that we would be slaves of cruel reptilian slave masters and actual food for them quickly wore off. And it was not long before the Anunnaki realized that there was something terribly wrong with their smart monkey program and now had to do something to control these free-thinking monkeys. The stage was set. Command Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then tempt them into doing so, and then provide a solution to the problem. Of course, Adam and Eve sinned as expected, and the solution presented was a savior that was claimed to free them from eternal damnation. Religions were established that were very ritualistic in nature and pointed to a savior who would arrive on earth at some undisclosed future date to save mankind. Man was not told who this was going to be, but his arrival would be accompanied by all manners of signs and wonders, so they would know when he arrived. In the meantime, Adam and Eve had to sacrifice their crops and animals to the reptilians, and if they were good slaves, they would not be eaten. If you do your research properly, as did David Icke, you will learn that the reptilians used over 43 such saviors who were said by the contemporary reptilian religious leaders to be the Christ that would save man from their sins. The last one before Jesus was Mithra during the early Roman Empire. Just to save a little research on your part, let me quote from historians about Mithra. Mithra has the following in common with the Jesus character. Mithra was born on December 25th of the Virgin Anna Haida. The babe was wrapped in swaddling clothes, placed in a manger, and attended by shepherds. He was considered a great traveling teacher and master. He had 12 companions or disciples. He performed miracles. As the great bull of the sun, Mithra sacrificed himself for world peace. He ascended into heaven. Mithra was viewed as the good shepherd, the way, the truth, and the light, the redeemer, the savior, and the Messiah. Mithra is omniscient, as he hears all, sees all, knows all. None can deceive him. He was identified with both the lion and the lamb. His sacred day was Sunday, the Lord's Day, hundreds of years before the appearance of Christ. His religion had a Eucharist, or Lord's Supper. Mithra sets his marks on the foreheads of his soldiers. Mithraism emphasized baptism. Okay, I could go on and on about the other Savior Messiahs of history, but it is all the same. These reptilian overlords have no intention of sending a real Savior, as it is not possible for them to do so. They simply send out their stooges and see who falls for the party line. During the early Roman Empire, it was the shape-shifting reptilian Apostle Paul who was the mainstay behind Savior number 44, Jesus Christ. This newly created Savior religion evolved into the New Testament Bible of today, which should be renamed the Christ Deception Episode 44, Jesus as the Christ. Shape-shifting church leaders were put into positions to control the masses of the people who were told they did not have the right to question the authority of the priests and did not have the right to interpret any writings of the saints. If church members were not completely faithful, they would go to eternal damnation in a fiery hell. The Apostle Paul was exceptional when it came to propagating the reptilian agenda. He is the only person recorded in the Bible as going to the third heaven or mental plane. Once again, look at our show, The Real Life Simulator. It is here where the Apostle Paul would consult with the Calum God, the three-headed reptilian god worshipped by all religions on earth today and primary instigator of the reptilian agenda. The Apostle Paul, being an agent for the reptilian agenda, spent much time there plotting to get the entire world of Gentiles into the reptilian fold. For further research on all this, please read The Tiger's Fang by Paul Twitchell, where Rebazar takes Paul Twitchell to meet with the leaders of many planes of existence in creation and beyond. Most recently, Dwayne the Great Writer has written a series of books called Amazing Romantic Adventures with Rebazar Tars, available everywhere books are sold. You can find more information on the website www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. If you are not into reading, then I recommend that you go to YouTube and look up Dwayne the Great Writer's Wake Up Now series. Kelsey Lynn Brown also has many links to Dwayne's writings and talk shows. As I alluded to before, the real guys from the All Is have stepped in to help mankind get out of creation and back to the great universes of the All Is. Dwayne the Great Writer and Rebazar Tars are leading the way to help us. When I mentioned before that the time is short, it is because the reptilians have developed mind control technology using nanobots and G5 telecommunication technology to turn humans into nothing but computer-controlled automatons. When that happens, say goodbye to free will. The reptilians are also destroying the planet Earth so that it is now almost beyond repair. The Milky Way galaxy is infested with reptilians who are trying to conquer and destroy life everywhere. They are no longer able to reproduce themselves and are taking it out on everyone and everything. The real guides are working overtime, searching for all those reptilians and their allies in our solar system that are destroying Earth in keeping with the reptilian agenda. When found, they are being given a choice. Stop what you are doing, or your astral body will be sent to the Phantom Zone. The Phantom Zone is an area of deep darkness and no light, where beings have to face themselves. Today, real guides are here on behalf of the All Is Creator to help wake up people before it's too late. All that the real guides are asking for is that you sing New You for 15 minutes in the morning and at night to connect you with them and the All Is, and to show that you have real intent to find out the truth for yourself. And then when you do, you must now share that information with everyone you know. For those of you who may yet be diehard fans of your Savior, let me share the meaning of Jesus' parable of the wedding feast. In this parable, a king arranged a wedding for his son, but the normal guests did not come. Therefore, the king sent his servants to gather guests from off the street. One of the guests, however, appeared without the proper wedding attire. When the king asked, "Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?" the man was silent. Therefore, the king said, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." The king is the creator all is, and the servants are the real guides. The normal guests who did not come to the feast are all those who proclaim to know Jesus or Allah or Buddha, but are so tap-lined by the Calum God they don't recognize the real guides or the all is. They claim to have done healing and casting out of demons in Jesus' name, or they claim to have killed hundreds of infidels in the name of Allah. The guests who actually do come to the feast from the streets are those who have not bought into the reptilian agenda and are not hoodwinked into any of the false religions. They are happy to sing the New You song and find out the truth and share it with others. The guest who came without a wedding garment is the person who comes without the connection to the new you sound. There is no commitment on the part of this person. He will be cast into outer darkness, which is the phantom zone mentioned above. This is a reality check for all my listeners. The real guides are casting reptilians and their allies into the phantom zone left and right, thousands every day. When you look up in the sky and you see chemtrails behind many of the airliners, you should know that over 10,000 of these pilots were asked by the real guides to stop polluting the planet with their chemicals and nanobots, and when they refused, which most of them did, their astral bodies were cast into the outer darkness of the phantom zone. When their physical body dies, that's it for them. As I said before, this is serious business of the All Is and the real guides. They are not playing around anymore. Judgment time has come. Okay, and thank you for listening. That's the end of my show. And I would like to open it up for anybody that wants to add comments to what I've said in this show.
Hi, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, Val, go ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah, this is Val from Huntington Beach. And when I first got into this whole business of the alien factor and becoming more aware, well, it was a little bit of a stretch of imagination. And I think most people are, most of the public are stuck into, a lot of the public is still stuck, well, I'm not sure if I even believe in aliens. So what I found is you really have to let your imagination go, like just let it go. And don't hold on to anything. Don't have any expectations about anything. And then you're going to be more likely to be okay, because what the reptilians and the aliens are doing, I mean, they're, in a sense, they're, you could say, well, whether they have an imagination or not, I mean, they're doing it. I mean, they're living, surviving the best they can, and they're on a level, at least technologically, far more advanced than we are. So we do have the imagination to say, you know, help us in our survival. And it is a useful tool to have that imagination, because if you block that off, then you don't have that, you know, if you resist, if you have self-convinced attitudes, all that, then you're kind of stuck, and you don't have the possibilities open up to you, the opportunities open up to you that would help you with your survival and to deal with things that come up. And this is especially when on the real side, when you lose the body, the physical body, and you find yourself on the real side and you don't have this awareness or the so-called imagination or the ability to, like, see different or more possibilities, you're going to be stuck in a real pickle, you know. So it's just kind of interesting for me. It was a matter of, like, really opening up and just, okay, pretty much you've heard the quote, you know, if you imagine something, or if any thought is manifested, you know, anything anybody thinks about is automatically manifested on the real side. Imaginations, thoughts, ideas, they exist in some form or level. Sometimes it takes, you know, a bit of activation for them to create a real reality on the real side, but they exist, like any thought exists on the real side. So just my input is just, like, be, you know, don't count anything out. Anything that anybody ever has imagined is so on some level. So consider that and open up your mind or open up the possibilities. Doesn't mean you have to be open up, accept it or agree to it, but at least open up to where, okay, this this may exist someplace, and maybe sometime, someplace I'll have to deal with it. So don't shut yourself off to life, because life is bigger than what most people consider. And it's the old saying, you know, there's more than we don't know than we do know. So that's just a comment. Thanks for the show.
Well, thank you, Val.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is pretty intense, you know, and I mean, I've been studying this since the 90s, and it's taken me this whole time to digest it, and I'm throwing it all out here in one show, and I know it's got to be overwhelming for the average person to even consider what I'm saying here. Claudie, are you on? Would you like to add something?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Wonderful show, lots of information. Understand that it took a long time to assemble it and then to share it. The point that I would just like to share is that extraterrestrial alien, quote-unquote, incidences have been a part of my life since I got here. I remember as a little girl hiding in the back of my closet because I thought they couldn't find me. But I saw them every night. And it continued on through childhood, teenagehood, adulthood. And it just really got to the point where I couldn't take it much more. And that's when I found Ekinkar, was in it for 40 or 50 years, and finally saw that Ekinkar had changed from what Paul Twitchell had presented in the beginning. His writings were... some people call plagiarized, but they brought out the exact truth that was needed at that point in time in the 60s. And now it has continued on through Darwin. It continued on through Harrell. And these two men further damaged the message. Now we have Duane, the great writer, who has straightened out everything and brought the corrections to the forefront. And helping him is Robert here, the presenter of a presentation of today's show, which brought out the information that has been our human history for thousands of years. Because we were educated from or brought up from monkeyhood to humanhood, we were able to be easily manipulated. And even today, commercials on television, on the radio, or whatever, can easily influence us to buy a product. And a whole lot is centered around buying something, working for money, and continuing on in this fashion, this agenda. So now a lot of people are tired of this scenario and are starting to look around, and they need help by us sharing our stories. I share stories. Robert shares stories. Val has shared stories. There are many among us who either have one viewpoint or another, but it's the sharing, the complex that is created, the network that is created of people sharing information. And by sharing, we're able to enlighten the rest of humanity. Because there are pockets of people out there having the same thoughts that you're having, and they're wondering about it, but they have no one and nowhere to find it. Yet the All Is, which is a part of the new presentation from Duane, the great writer, leads us straight to the information we need. And how does it do that? Oh, the simplest of methods. As Bob had said at the beginning of the show, sing the new you. 15 minutes before bed, 15 minutes after you wake up, ask a question. Look for the answer because it is always given to you at the moment you ask the question. So here's the information. Robert's breaking it down to an easier to recognize assembly, and then we can go on from there. Every time you sing the new you song, it irritates those who would try to keep us enslaved. It makes them want to have you stopped. It makes them want to get out of the area that you're in. So, yes, it's a very powerful, wonderful opportunity to clean up our planet. It's badly infested. We're infested with sickness and poverty and disease, and we can get rid of it by simply getting rid of the bad reptilians that have tried to enslave humanity for thousands of years. It's simple, new you, and you've done a great service to your fellow humans. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Claudie. Anybody else like to say something?
Yes, am I on there?
Yes, you're live. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I came across your show. It's very interesting. I guess I bought into what Jesus Christ was all about, but I'm still comfortable with that. But I broke it down into the most simplest basic way of how we should be living our lives and putting the Creator first, and secondly, loving our neighbors ourselves. But most people can't even resonate with that because they're caught up in the material world. I've been set up in all kinds of schemes. I have very powerful synchronicities. I was curious when you mentioned the number 44, too, because that was the year I was born, 1944. I just turned 75. But I have a website, if I can share it, that has all kinds of interesting things on there. I've had UFO, paranormal, and near death. I don't tell anybody how to believe, but I do say that I believe we incarnate on this planet to learn unconditional love, and as we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, and that we will be accountable for everything we do when we go back into spirit. So I think you were alluding to some of that. Again, I don't have all the answers. I'm not looking to be a savior. I'm only looking to be a way shower and say, this is what I've found. Take a good look at it. And the young lady that was speaking just before me about sharing, I have a very powerful poem I'm now looking for a master licensor of to change the whole dynamics of global philanthropy. And this poem has some legs to it. It's only 3 lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. In my mind, that's what really sums up what life should be all about. But I don't know what you think is the end game, but I do. I don't even know about reincarnation, because in the Christian faith, I guess they say that doesn't happen yet. I'm open to that for some reason. I feel that maybe we do keep coming back to raise our consciousness to what we learn until we can achieve a higher consciousness and maybe go somewhere else in the unlimited universe to do other things to help others. So I'd love to hear your feedback on that. And if you like, I can give you 3 words that will bring you to this big website, because I even share common background with President Trump, unbelievably, and I pray for him. I hope that he'll get out of his ego, but he's so deep into it that he's causing his own problems in my mind, too. And I certainly don't agree with trade wars. That's old paradigm. So I'm bringing in actually new ways of looking and doing at things and telling people election days every day to buy a product. You can have the best product, the best customer service. It's no longer enough. Companies have to be good to their employees, their customers, the environment, and give back to the community in ethical, legal, moral ways. That's the shift I think everybody should be waking up to. And I do say it in interviews, too. If you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. A lot of people don't even know. Walmart paid a fine a few years ago of $82 million for dumping pesticides down storm drains. So what's to prevent them from doing it again or doing something else? Until they get caught, we are. When we wake up, enough of us, we're far more more than they are, so we can shift things beautifully. If people will just go to that God energy of love, bring it into your heart, into your family, into the community, stop fighting and arguing. That's a fact. Nobody ever wins an argument, but if you bring forth a solution with respect in the communities, in the states, in the country, and for the whole world, we can tamp down the chaos,
sir,
quickly.
Can I interrupt you here?
Yeah, sure.
You know what you're saying, you know, has been true in the past. However, you're missing the main point of what we do with the new presentation.
Right.
What you have to realize that you're a great being of light that came down into creation.
Right.
You know, even in the Bible, it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it's a real life simulator. We came here to get experiences. And after a period of time, this whole creation and everybody in it is going to be destroyed. And everybody that gets destroyed in creation is going to have to start their life all over as an atom and go through eons of time to get back to the same level you are now. And all is, the real God came out of, from beyond creation, came to, sent his real guides into creation to say, you know, to give everybody an opportunity to say, you can get out of creation now. You have an opportunity that hasn't happened in millions and millions of years to meet with the real guides and go back to the real universes of God and get out of this creation. And it may never, this may be the only chance you ever get to get out of creation before it's destroyed and we have the galactic reset that I talked about earlier. So all the things that you are saying all apply to reincarnation and staying in creation. Reincarnation, you'll go through endless life cycles of reincarnation and then the global reset, and then you have to start life all over. The real guides are here to give you an opportunity to leave this creation simulator and get back to the real world to God. So where do you want to be?
Well, again, I don't have all the answers. I can appreciate what you're saying, but I have to go with what my heart resonates with, and so far that's where I am. So I guess I'm not going to be saved.
That's wonderful. That's fine. Yeah, that's very fine, sir. Absolutely. You have the full right to do that. If you want to stay in reincarnation or stay where you are, it's your choice.
Yeah, I just don't know, except that I feel that love is God energy, and that's what we should be focused on instead of the fear and the manipulation. And I agree with everything you said about the wars and everything. I bring that out in interviews too, but I appreciate again what you're saying. I'm just not there yet, perhaps, but
perhaps if you want to find out for sure, you know,
I'm pretty comfortable with where I am, and I already had the near death and came back, so I really am here to show people to get out of the deeper darkness that they're in and maybe achieve where I'm at and then see what you're talking about. But I don't resonate beyond where I am right now with the things that you're talking about. I stay with Jesus Christ because, like the poem Footprints in the Sand, I have example after example. When I let go and let God and held my face rock solid, I've seen my way through everything.
Well, just one parting comment I have for you, sir, is that everything that Jesus taught when he walked on earth was given to him by the real guides.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, what you read in the Bible is not exactly what Jesus taught.
Right. Oh, I realize that fully. No, the Book of Thomas and his other lost teachings. I know that. I love the miracles that they discuss in the Bible, but I know a lot of things can be interpreted in all kinds of different ways. So I don't read the Bible like a lot of people do all the time and try and say, well, all the answers are in the Bible, which some people say too. But no, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Well, I went down that road, and I know what you're saying. But
just so you can see who I am, if I can share a big website and then you can criticize it, and maybe it'll help other people that are further up the ladder than I am too, and it might help me too.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to just give you three words and it'll bring you right to it. My last name, Charlson, the first letter is T like Tom, and R-A...
I can't really use your name on this Blog Talk Radio show.
All right. Well, you have my number. You can call me if you. I don't do email or texting, but call me and I'll give it to you off air, and then you can review it and share whatever you like.
I don't know if we can. You can give me the website. Just give me the website, and then we'll go from there.
All right. That's what I was trying to give three words, but the actual website is www.rootingoutoutingoutoutingoutoutingoutoutingoutoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingoutingouting T Corruption, corruption.weebly, like boyly.com, rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com. The reason I gave the three words is sometimes it takes people 10 times if they don't keep the words connected and the dots in the right place. But that is the actual website, and I thank you for giving it. And any critiques that you want to put out there, I'm open to. Again, I don't have all the answers. I'm only looking to be a blessing in my life to others so that they'll do the same, and that will keep progressing instead of the negativity.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And I just have time for a couple more comments from other people. Anybody else like to add anything?
Yeah, Bob, I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
This thing about reincarnation can be discovered by each of us once you realize there's something in your life that you don't like. You might take a step in the direction to do the things that you're most afraid of or unwilling to do, and that opens doors. The guides will open those doors to show you the events that you're involved in that may lead you back to a previous life experience. And most of the things that people will learn as a result of this is that they do know more than they know now. They just haven't accessed that information, and they can bring it forward by stepping out of that comfort zone and getting into areas that most people are unwilling to go, like challenging your environment, whatever that might be.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. Anybody else like to add something? Okay. Well, if there's nobody else that would like to add anything. Bill, are you on? Okay, well, I guess we're running out of time for the show, and I guess we'll end the show at this time. I'd like to end the show by everybody singing New You, You. So everybody unmute your phones, and we'll sing New You, You twice, and then we'll call it for the show for today. And one final comment I could make. Everything that I've talked about today is you can hear it from the source on YouTube. I did not put any information out in my program today that is readily available on YouTube. So if you want to do a search on YouTube, everything that I said about the real guides, the Ryan... the Ryans and all that, it's all on YouTube. Okay, who was that? Somebody wanted to say something? Okay, everybody, if everybody's ready, we'll sing New You, You. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. New You, You. Thank you, everybody, for participating, and we'll see you at our next show. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Sandy.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.